Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the 5 things you need to know for Wednesday, May 8th. The U.S. paused a shipment of bombs to Israel over their potential use in a military operation in Rafah. That's according to an American official who says the shipment held back last week included 500-pound and 1-ton bombs. CNN's Scott McLean has more.
The concern is in particular with those 1-ton bombs. We're talking about a weapon that can leave a massive crater and will spread shrapnel hundreds of feet away. Not the kind of precision weapon that could take out one or two people, per se. The United States has made very clear that it does not support this incursion into Rafah. It says that there are other ways to go after Hamas that are ultimately more effective.
Israel's defense minister says his country's current military operation will continue, including the takeover of the Rafah border crossing that has stopped the entry of aid. Meanwhile, Israeli officials say the Kerem Shalom crossing has been reopened for the entry of humanitarian aid, though no trucks have crossed yet, pending inspections. Negotiations between Hamas and Israel are set to resume in Cairo today. Former President Donald Trump's classified documents trial in Florida has been indefinitely postponed. Judge Eileen Cannon made the decision yesterday, saying significant issues around classified evidence need to be worked out before the federal case can go ahead. Now, a new date hasn't been set, but the judge's order pushes the trial closer to the 2024 election. Meanwhile, in Manhattan, adult film star Stormy Daniels took the stand yesterday in Trump's hush money trial. CNN's Kristen Holmes says Daniels detailed an alleged sexual encounter with Trump from 2006, which the defense took exception to.
Trump's team had called for a mistrial because of the fact that they said that Daniels had crossed a line, had gone through too much detail, that he couldn't, quote unquote, unring that bell. Now, the judge denied the motion for a mistrial, but, and I'm hearing this from multiple advisors, that they're going to try to turn this into another layer of this claim that this is a political case, but also saying that the only reason why this case was brought was to embarrass Donald Trump.
The extraordinary global hot streak continues, with last month being the hottest April on record. Data from the EU's Climate Monitoring Service now marks 11 consecutive months of unprecedented global temperatures. Now, what does this mean in terms of impact? Well, on the ground, swaths of Asia are grappling with deadly heat. Schools closed for millions of children in Bangladesh, rice fields shriveled in Vietnam, and people in India battling 110-degree Fahrenheit temperatures while voting in recent elections. And it's also been hot at sea, with global ocean heat in April also breaking the record for the 13th consecutive month. The body of the 6th and believed to be final victim of the Baltimore Bridge collapse has been recovered. Authorities made the announcement yesterday, marking a grim milestone in the recovery operation that's been underway since March, when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after a cargo vessel lost power and slammed into it. 6 construction workers repairing potholes on the bridge were killed. The victim was identified as 37-year-old Jose Minor Lopez of Baltimore, Maryland. CNN has previously reported Lopez had 3 children and was the main provider of his family. Some judges say they won't hire Columbia University grads. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
A group of 13 federal judges are vowing not to hire Columbia University law students or undergraduates because of how they say the school has handled recent pro-Palestinian demonstrations on its campus. The judges, all Trump appointees and mainly serving in Texas, sent a letter to the university's president and law school dean this week, outlining their position and describing the Manhattan campus as, quote, ground zero for the explosion of student disruptions, anti-Semitism, and hatred for diverse viewpoints on campuses across the nation. CNN has reached out to Columbia University for comment. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.